Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Challenges of Faith. I'm Gary McCants. Tonight's guest, James Keyes, founder of the WIN Project, part one of three parts. Brother James, welcome back to Challenges of Faith.
Hey, Brother Gary, how you doing?
Great, great. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you too as well.
Thank you, sir. Brother
yes, sir.
James, Brother James. It's all about you and what God has laid on your heart. We want to start off with you. We want to start off with the spiritual rebirth and the WIN Project, and we'll continue from there. Say what God has laid on your heart and mind. So, share with us about the WIN Project and your spiritual rebirth. The show is yours.
Well, I just want to say thank you, first of all, for, you know, allowing me to be on the show and, you know, and having an opportunity, you know, to fellowship with you. It is truly a blessing. God has been very good. He's given me some opportunities to kind of put forth the vision that he has given me. You know, I'm honored. And I am truly blessed for him to be able to, you know, give these things to me and view me as being responsible enough, you know, to channel these things through me, you know, as a vessel. And, you know, everything that I try to do, you know, from since January of this past year, 2019, I want to do everything, you know, for his name's sake and, you know, for his kingdom. So that's where I'm at, you know, with everything that's going on right now and, you know, the different ideas and projects and things that he has given me to put forth, you know, to be able to cultivate the earth right now.
All right.
So, you know, with that being said,
I'm not gonna let you go. Oh no. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my brother James, you know, he's a deep brother, and God has indeed continued to bless him. But this brand new year, even though it appears to be halfway over, it's not. It's just like today, it appears to be halfway over. It isn't. It's whatever God has allowed you to be at and whatever he would have you to do that he's glorified. But for Brother James and the WIN Project that God placed upon his heart that he is fulfilling with God's continued strength and guidance, something happened, and it's interesting in all of our lives if we're real before God and ourselves. Something happened that caused our brother to take a re-inventory of self, a re-inventory of people around, which is great, always great. That's what God allows for his reason. And through that reassessment, took the form of a spiritual renewal for his life. And I want to be sensitive because it involves someone that Brother James has known since as a child. So Brother James, having said that, because, you know, God allows it all in our lives for a reason, so that when the testimony goes forth, he continues to be glorified. All of us continue to grow from it. So I return it back to you, my brother, on how God is using you and what happened to cause a spiritual renewal for your life. And I hear that humbleness that fall in there as well. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, in January, one of my best friends, a childhood best friend, he had passed away. He passed away, you know, due to some complications. He had a cyst on his liver. And, you know, and his death really did shake me. And it shook me because, you know, we come from environments that, you know, oftentimes people, you know, of our age group and, you know, an age range, you know, we often experience death, you know, due to violence and, you know, violent circumstances. And, you know, when you hear about, you know, so-and-so from the neighborhood, you know, got killed or, you know, so forth and so on, you know, the first thing that comes to your mind, you know, unfortunately, it was some type of homicide, you know, somebody got murdered or, you know, shot, you know. But, you know, in this case, it was due to natural causes, and, you know, because of lifestyle. And when that happened, it triggered a change, you know, in my life, and it made me realize that, you know, the choices and the decisions that we make, you know, not only impact us, but they are real, you know, and there are real consequences and real scenarios, based upon, you know, those choices and decisions that we make. And when I had, you know, found out about his death, you know, obviously, I was very shaken up. I had received a text message originally, and then his brother had called me, and, you know, and I had a conversation with him, you know, just verifying, you know, that the news was true. And, you know, and I, you know, shared some tears and, you know, and dealt with the situation, you know, from a hurt standpoint. But I really didn't have, it really didn't hit me, you know, from the reality standpoint that he was, you know, completely gone until the day of the funeral. And, you know, when we were at the funeral, you know, I had a hard time dealing with that because, for one, I'm a person that, you know, has a hard time with funerals. I try to avoid them at, you know, at all costs anyway. And, you know, my family happens to know that, you know, about me. So when the funeral was taking place, you know, I tried to do everything I could, you know, to stay from, you know, the inside part of, you know, where they were holding, you know, the body and the service in itself. And, you know, and I was more so out in the lobby area. And, you know, just having conversations with people, folks that I hadn't seen, you know, in a long time and whatnot. And it's just amazing, you know, how God moves and, you know, and how the Holy Spirit works, you know, because I had went from literally the entrance of the doorway of the lobby to somehow maneuvering over to the entrance of where they were having, you know, the funeral processions and, you know, and the service and all of that stuff. And I was having a conversation with someone, and, you know, and before I knew it, you know, my mother had came up to me, and she just grabbed me by the arm, and she said, "You ready?" And she just started walking. And, you know, right then and there, it was like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to do this. So we went on up, and, you know, and I viewed the body, and, you know, and as I had you know, viewed the body, and I was standing there viewing the body, I had an experience that took place, you know, and it was almost like an outer body experience. I felt my spirit, you know, actually leave my body, and it was as if it was hovering over me. And, you know, like I could see everybody that was, you know, seated, you know, inside. And, you know, I could see myself. I could see my mother. I could see my friend, you know, in the casket. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and the Holy Spirit said, but for the grace of God, this could be you. And after that, you know, after I left the church, I was never the same, you know. It was just an immediate change in my life. And that immediate change allowed me to draw closer to Christ and to God. And it opened me up to be able to grow to where I am right now. So it's been an amazing experience thus far, and unfortunately, due to his death, it's been a blessing, you know, on the other hand, for me and my life personally.
Praise God. Listeners, what James is sharing, as you know, is that he stopped living from a daily standpoint and started living from an eternal standpoint. And as a result,
absolutely,
talked about pursuing, you know, there's many types of troops out there. I remember was doing some executive protection work, and I was with this politician that just came back from Israel, and I always tried to make sure he had truth, not his truth, but my truth, but biblical truth. And I remember he asking me, coming back from the airport, you know, so what truth we're talking about? And I said to him respectfully, but under the power of the Holy Spirit of God, we're talking about God's truth. And so Brother James is sharing how he went on to pursue truth as relates to who God is. And as a result, led him to continue to learn more about who he is, not what the world says he is, not what people says he is, not what family says he is, but who God says he is. And through that is how he's able to step forward for God's purpose. Even though God used a friend, he'll use whomever to get a message to you. And as a result, that's why James is continuing with a renewal spirit from God and strength from God on the WIN project. Brother James, again on part one, share with the audience about the WIN project. What's the meaning behind the WIN project, the words behind WIN, and just take us back from your perspective. And as God leads you to now, as it as time permits. Go ahead, sir. It's your show.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's amazing that, you know, all these things are intertwined. You know, because I feel like, you know, the WIN project in itself and WIN in itself is all a part of that, you know, renewal and that rebirth, and understanding, you know, who I am and growing to know who I am. Because, and I want to touch upon that a little bit, because oftentimes, you know, as we move through life, you know, in a state of sleep, and we truly don't know who we are, you know, where we come from, who we belong to, and, you know, the depths of what this is all about, you know, this facade that we call life, because the real life is in the spiritual realm, you know, and that's something that I've been able to totally come into understanding, you know, as I've been on this journey, and in the understanding of, you know, not wrestling with, you know, flesh and blood. But, you know, and that's what's so, you know, deceptive, you know, about the enemy. And it's funny because, you know, in the Bible, you know, when it talks about, you know, in Genesis and, you know, and they partook of the fruit and, you know, and immediately it says that the eyes, you know, were open, you know, but the eyes were open to what we think is reality, you know, this falsified world. So that and alone lets us know that, you know, Adam was in a state of spirit. He was totally operating in the spirit realm, even though he was on earth. So, you know, once I had realized that, and I started realizing the understanding behind that, that also had changed my perspective as well. So, you know, as you know, I continued to move along, and as I continued to study the word, and, you know, and I started to understand, you know, more and more, you know, what the battle is all about, and, you know, and the split, you know, and the fight between, you know, the two nations, when Rebecca was impregnated, and you had the house of Jacob and you had the house of Esau, you know, and things began to kind of evolve itself from there, you know, and develop, you know, what is known to be now, you know, as these different races and these different, quote unquote, ethnicities, although we all come from, you know, one melting pot.
That's right.
But these things have been put in place to continue to create division, you know, amongst us as human beings and humanity. Because if we're here fighting amongst ourselves, then it keeps us from our divinity and what we are truly here to do, you know, our true purpose. And,
that's,
you
true,
know, and what God has sent us here to do.
That's right.
So moving over to the WIN project, WIN stands for...
No, brother, no. It appears that God, let's let God have his way. Listeners, you heard me start off with there's going to be three parts, and I'm sense enough to hear, to know, that we have the founder of the WIN project, Brother James Keyes, on. And Brother James Keyes is talking about a renewal. He's talking about what he has learned and is learning that has brought him to that renewed strength from God as it relates to the WIN project. And having said that, we will devote part two to the WIN project, and then we'll head toward, because Brother James has something what is called the 88 Keys Creed that we'll talk about in part three. But I want to go back in part one, because Brother James is allowing God to be glorified, and of course I'm going to allow him to be glorified, and whether we allow him or not, he's going to be glorified. And in that communication, what is being shared by Brother James is that his quest to know God, his quest while knowing God is to know himself, but while knowing himself, he returned to the Word and allowed God through his Holy Spirit to make it real for him out of his Word, how it all began and what Brother James is sharing, if you all choose to hear. And that is the key, if you choose to hear, is that you have two nations. If you, it's kind of like inside of you, you have that war inside of you, but the reality is starting in the garden, and the fruit is you have an enemy. And that enemy is real, and his job is to destroy and to kill if he still had the authority to do so. But in the meantime, he has the authority to cause havoc, and he is doing it by whatever means necessary. But as Brother James has shared and is sharing, is that as believers, we're here for a reason, not our reason. Because as Brother James has shared, a part of that spiritual renewal for his life, it wasn't just about when, it wasn't just about living daily or existing. It was about from an eternal purpose. That's what he is sharing. I turn it back over to you, Brother James.
Yeah, and absolutely. You know, because I tell you what, you know, when we are outside of the will, we have a tendency to live any kind of way, you know, and it was the life that I was living was totally, you know, out of pocket. You know, it was outright shameful, you know, for me to even call myself, you know, a Christian at the time, you know. But at the time, you know, I was, you know, if you want to call it a backslider or, you know, a sinner, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I was asleep. I was totally asleep, you know. And it was a lot of things that I did. I was doing it consciously, but I was unconscious. You know, I didn't have the full know-with-all to understand, okay, if you make this decision or if you make this choice, not only is it going to impact you in this way, but it's going to impact, you know, this person, and then it's going to impact that person's family. It's going to impact your family. It's going to impact, you know, the things that you're doing in your daily life, whether that's your 9-to-5 job or whether it's your children or whether it's, you know, your siblings, or the people that surround you. We have to understand that the choices and the decisions that we make that are outside of the will of God will have impact. And it just doesn't only affect you, but it affects the people that are around us, you know. And it's, and like I said, and oftentimes when we're out here, you know, moving about in life, we're not sensitive to those things. But as I continue to grow in my faith and I continue to develop in my walk with Christ, I began to have that discernment, and I began to have that sensitivity towards the decisions that I'm making, that I am making, currently making, you know, right now. And I have a total understanding of, you know, what those outcomes could be, where as opposed to in the past, I was just making, you know, choices and just, you know, just going about my day without any, you know, regard to, you know, what the consequences could possibly be, you know, whether it was good or bad. So,
listeners, here we have Brother James sharing as he continues to grow, as all of us continue to grow, but as he continues to grow, learning that, like the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter, that all of us have found our way at one point in time, if you're real before God and self. But through it all, recognizing God's grace and love and mercy, God convicting him, causing him to return to him as a loving child from a loving father, especially on Father's Day, which is every day. But through it all, he's awoke now, and through that awakeness, he now sees. It's sad how many people globally, irrespective of race, age, lineage, zip code, it doesn't make a difference who you think you are still asleep. But you know, the Word of God talks about the three enemies that we do have inside. That world system and the devil. But that world system can do something with you at the same time. It comes along, and it tries to get you to go its way, trying to get you away from God, those three enemies. Brother James, we're going to wrap up part one, and by the time we get to part three, you'll have probably 1 to 2 hours to share all we missed from part two. But I wanted the listeners to hear from Brother James Keith, the founder of the WIN Project, part one. And it gives you the opportunity as listeners to allow God to have his way in your life while you take a walk around you, return to God while learning about yourself and putting God first so he can use you.
Amen.
Brother James, thank you for part one, and stay tuned for part two. Love you, my brother.